unmissable stories.
BBC Radio Oxford.
Good morning. Hello, James Cannon here. It is 7 minutes to 8 o'clock. Love to hear from you this morning. Your thoughts on HS2. Is it a price worth paying? The price of progress. 81333 is the text. Start with Oxford and send your message. Do you care? There's only a few houses along the route that are going to be affected. Do you, you know... Yeah, it's the price of progress, surely. Well, maybe not. You can call us as well. 08459 311 111. Well, it seems that we can't get enough of a certain famous detective at the moment. There's the BBC One Sherlock on the small screen and Sherlock Game of Shadows on the big screen. The movie has already got an Oxford link with scenes in a munitions factory shot in Didcot Railway Centre. We were talking about that the other week. But it turns out that there is another Oxfordshire link. Two Oxford University maths professors also had a hand in making the film. And Alan Gorielli is a professor of mathematical modelling. So I'm already out of my depth. But good morning there. He's joined me now. Morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Right, so what did you actually do for the film?
So initially they asked us to design the board for the office of Professor Moriarty. They wanted something very nice-looking, very mathematical. And soon enough, it escalated in much more. They wanted a code, a cipher. They wanted a lecture note for the lecture that Moriarty was giving around Europe. So we started working really a lot about it,
Was it a lot of work or was it quite easy?
Oh, it was fun work. By the end, it was a lot of work. Probably we spent too much time, but when you have fun, you don't count.
All right, okay. So if somebody's seen the film, is your work really very much in evidence?
Well, you will see, especially in the scene of Professor, the scene of the office of Professor Moriarty, a gigantic board filled with mathematical equations. On the board, you'll have different aspects of his work. He has worked on different books, one on the binomial theorem and another one on the dynamics of asteroids. So they have element, mathematical element, which I have to say, hopefully, we pay great attention to that, are all mathematically correct. You'll see all these equations, but also you should see hints of the codes that he uses to encode his message to his crew.
Oh, right. So you've had really gone to town on it. Now, maths from the 19th century, is it much different from the 21st century?
Well, there was a question. Did they use the same notation? Did they use the same symbol? We wanted to be historically correct as well as mathematically correct. A lot of mathematics was developed, the kind of mathematics people use in physics and engineering was developed at that time. So the mathematics is not that different. We're not talking Latin from Euler. But we wanted to make sure the notation was correct, so we had to dug up some old manuscript, handwritten manuscript, to make sure that the handwriting and all the symbols were correct too.
All right. So did you actually do the hand? Did you go and do the actual scene on set?
Well, we went on set, and they had a calligrapher come, and based on the notes that we sent them, I worked especially with somebody from our centre, Derek Moulton, and we sent them notes. And the calligrapher wrote them on the board. Of course, the calligrapher doesn't know much mathematics, so there was full of mistakes, and we spent part of the morning just correcting these and telling her, she had a beautiful handwriting, telling her what to change on the board.
And were you tempted to actually write any messages into the maths yourself?
Well, of course, as we were building and talking about it, we decided we should have a bit of fun in the process. And so if you pay really attention to the board, you will see hidden messages. Our centre is the Oxford Centre for Collaborative Applied Mathematics, or OCAM, O-C-C-A-M. You will see these letters found on the board at different places.
Well, in the movie?
In the movie, yes. Well, if you pay attention to the movie, it's only a few shots here and there, but we have pictures of the boards, and this picture on our website, on the OCAM website. If you go on Google, you just type OCAM, O-C-C-A-M, and Oxford, and you'll find it at the first hit. And you will find also a little competition that we set up just last night. Uh-huh. If you manage to find the hidden messages, the OCAM logo, a different place on the board, we'll send you the complete adventure of Sherlock Holmes to the few first people who reply.
Alan, I'm beginning to think you've got too much time on your hands.
Yes, well, once you have fun. But I have to say that there was great interest at the end of the 19th century in classical mechanics, in celestial mechanics, and a lot of the ideas that we use come from that period. So the study of that period for its own scholarly purpose is well worth doing too.
Okay, and have you actually watched any other films where maybe seen sort of some maths on a blackboard, or and that's actually been wrong?
Yes, that every mathematician alive has probably had that experience, being outraged in seeing some mathematics on the board that was careless. I have to say that for this movie, Warner Bros. Went to great extent to be precise, and for all part of the movie, all historical aspects, they paid great attention in details.
Oh, it's been great meeting you. Thanks for coming and explaining that. The website is basically, if you Google Ockham, then you can find it, OCCAM. And if you want to win yourself, you've just got to find those. To be quite honest, between you and me, I think Kat and I have got absolutely no chance with our maths ability, have we?
None whatsoever.
All right, fair enough. Alan, thanks very much for coming in.